Counts. And now Wendy Nola, a consumer journalist, and she keeps a very close eye on things that affect you personally when it comes to your money. And it's this warning, particularly, I think it's across the industry, Wendy, but particularly of drivers of luxury vehicles and what you need to know about replacement parts for motor cars. Because I mentioned earlier on in the show, as when I was having a disagreement with my insurance broker last year the premiums I was facing, as the value of my car falls and falls and falls, and the value of my insurance premium go up and up and up. The excuse that is used is, well, spare parts.
Yes.
And you go, well, I haven't required you to replace car parts for the last 5 years because I drive like a person who is very responsible.
Of course you do. But then they'll say, but you doesn't matter. Other people around you won't. And your claim is more likely to be around a crash than it is about your car being stolen or hijacked from you. So they do use that line. And when you look at the Kinsey report, I have to say there's possibly some merit in that, and they'll certainly be looking at the Kinsey report and know the parts, the prices of the parts that relate to the particular car that you're wanting to insure. So, particularly
this Kinsey report thing, isn't this the massive spreadsheet that you were poring over last week?
I had it embargoed. It was only released today. It's on the AA, the Automobile Association's website. It was put up at lunchtime today. So yes, I print these. I've been following it, I think, since 2003, but Malcolm Kinsey, the Durban-based motoring guru, has been doing these, reports on the prices of these spares since, I think this is the 28th or 29th year now. And the industry follows it very keenly, because it's now a competitive thing. Now that the public can see, you know, they need to watch themselves. So overall, the Korean cars, the Hyundais and the Kias, across the 8 categories, mostly have not done terribly well. And in many cases, one of their models is the most expensive in that particular category. There are 8 categories in all, from the cheapies, entry levels, right up to the executive crossovers, such as, you know, BMW X5 and your Range Rover Evoque and that sort of category, the Porsche Cayennes. And he did comment that since he did the survey 18 months ago in 2017, there's been a higher than usual increase in the parts basket. He gave an example. He said that entry level, at the very entry level end of the market, the Datsun Go, its total parts basket in 2017 was 44,000. That's now 63,000. That's quite a leap.
That's 50%.
I was going to say, I'm not going to attempt the maths. You know me and maths, Bruce. The Volvo is 60. 2017, its total parts basket price was just under 160,000, and that's now 214,000. So, yeah, hoping you can see from the insurer's side of things, that is quite significant because they're looking, of course, at the crash parts, Bruce. So you all. That maybe has a service plan and a maintenance plan and a longish warranty. We're going to think, well, we're not so interested in the service and the repair parts, the spark plugs and the brake pads and the shocks and that kind of thing, because that's all covered. But when it comes to your crash parts, your fenders and lights, headlight clusters and doors, bonnets, wheel rims, that sort of thing, we should bother, because as you've just said, it's going to affect your premium and your excess perhaps, and then you're going to reach your write-off point after an accident very quickly when your the cost of the repair reaches over 70% of the current value of your car. Then you're going to have a write-off, which is seldom a good idea financially for us, the car
owner. Absolutely. I mean, it also just raises the question when it comes to actually purchasing a car. How many people make a decision on the car they buy based on what it's going to cost them to repair the car, what it's going to cost them to insure the car based on the repairs. Mm. It's pretty and it's red and it goes fast and it's got one of those, it's got a very nice loud hooter.
At fuel consumption. Yeah. I'm sure that people are looking at that now, and resale and all of that, and maybe even availability of parts. But the actual parts basket, look, Kinsey hasn't covered every single car on the market. He's tried to go for the big sellers and try to get a good spread. I think there are 30 vehicles all told in the survey, but it just does give you a very good insight into certain makes of cars, certainly. And well, again, the Toyotas have come out looking pretty good. They've done either the cheapest in each category or the second cheapest, so they've done well there. But yeah, some quite jaw-dropping numbers in there. For example, the Honda Civic rim is 35,000 rand for one. Yes.
The wheel.
So the wheel rim. So you've got to not go too near pavements with that one. But I found that looking at the wheel rim cost actually was a good indicator, because in almost all cases, the cars with the most expensive rims had the most expensive parts baskets overall. That's crash, repair, and service parts. So it was quite a good indicator.
That is so useful for the rest of us who are too blimmin' lazy to do the work.
Well, it is a lot of work, I have to say. My cutting, pasting, and sticking all those. Lots of numbers.
And when she says cut and paste, she doesn't mean she clicked on something and dragged it and put it in her box.
No, old school.
She was using sticky tape and print and scissors.
That's
and
right.
Large bits of paper. So but this is such an interesting piece of research. And I mean, when you look at the Audi Q5's grill, so if you're driving along and a little bunny rabbit runs across the road and you happen to hit it in the grill, or a guinea fowl, they've got a very dense body mass, or a hardy dar.
Yes.
I mean, the grill is a 20,000 rand grill versus the BMW X5, which is 1,500.
Go figure. And the X5 is the most expensive overall. But there were these anomalies, which I love, which is why I stick everything together and get my ruler and get my highlighter and play. Because, Audi Q5 grills, 20,000. X5, BMW, 1,500. And the Porsche Cayennes is only, in inverted commas, 2,400, compared again to that Q5, 20,000. So it's some very weird numbers, and really worth going onto the AA's website and having a look at all those numbers, having a squiz at perhaps your vehicle or one that you're considering buying, and see what you're in for. Because, as I say, he's done all the hard work, and these are real-life numbers. He's gone to the dealership. He hasn't sourced from the manufacturer, so he's actually sourced as a normal consumer would when you need a part. Very interesting revelations all around.
Most certainly is. And I thank you for bringing it to our attention, Wendy Nola, this evening, consumer journalist. She joins us every Wednesday evening with deep insights into the world of your money and the way in which you were treated as a consumer when it comes to the way in which you spend your money. And it is your money. And when last did you consider the replacement cost of a grill and the impact that has then on how your insurer looks at you and your car. And so when you do make that purchase, it's not just about fuel consumption. Fuel consumption is important. Yes, it is, but that's the immediate cost. You don't take into account why it is that one particular model of car costs so much more to insure than another one. One of the big things is the replacement cost of parts. That's the excuse that is used by the insurance industry, or the reason they give, rather. That's fairer. And that is one of the consequences. If it costs 20,000 rand for a piece of plastic to make your car look pretty, get a different car. Oh, that's outrageous.